What up, listeners? This is your boy Asad, sitting here on a lovely, melancholic evening of Tuesday, the Tuesday before the end of a very busy week. It's a lovely rainy day, actually. And just got a few things on my mind that I think are worth talking about. Firstly, before we delve right in to this podcast, shout out to my boy Big Smoke, sitting in Ireland right now. Not spoken to him in a long time, but he's a great man. And I hope you're doing well, brother. I hope you're doing good. You're always on my mind. I know we don't talk much these days, but the love is there no matter what, man. And what I want to talk to everyone about today is some basic stuff that's come up in conversation with my fellows over here just during the week, and it comes up in passing conversation, and it's something that we end up inevitably talking about in social settings. And I'm finishing my studies now, so basically in a month I'll be a doctor if everything works out. So perspective has changed in the last few months drastically, I think, in a way that never really changed in the first 4 or 5 years of this degree. To all of you who don't know, obviously medicine is a 6-year degree, but for me it was a bit longer. I took a year out transferring and some personal issues, so really it was like it's about 7 or 8 years for me. And I honestly felt like the first year was a big shift. Like when you start studying medicine and you come fresh from home and you go abroad, things are so different and what you're exposed to, and your brain is developing and changing in so many ways. And then before you know it, you're thrown into all the struggles of trying to pass exams. And depending on which university you're in, sometimes it's really hard. I mean, the current place I'm in is not too bad, but where I came from, it was really hard. There was no downtime. There was no other agenda apart from how am I going to pass this week, you know, how am I going to get to class and pass these credits and put these hours in. There wasn't really much time until very recently to do a lot of other stuff, which is quite different to what I'm currently studying, where people are always chilling. People have always gone to the gym. They're doing things that they want to do, which is a really nice thing about this place I'm in. Despite all the other negatives of the city, etc. But the issue we're going to talk about today is medical school and just generally people that become doctors, because it's something that people have quite polarizing opinions on. And I think sometimes people don't realize, with me specifically, where my views might come from. I've always been quite vocal about it with a lot of people, and invariably it has burnt a lot of bridges with some people. But I always like to just speak from the heart. You know, those of you who know me a lot, I always wear my heart on my shoulder. That's just generally the way I live my life. It's not about being real or being gangster or something. It's just something embedded in my personality, maybe, from a young age. And I like it, I enjoy it, and that's why I do it at the end of the day. It's not something I do for attention, or I just like being real, and all that comes with that, good and bad. So yeah, I was sitting with some people the other day, and they were talking about how, oh, you're graduating now, are you going to go to your graduation? Now, like, let's get this out for the record. Those of you who know me, for the last few years, I've said this many times, I have no plan to go to my graduation. I've gone as far as to say to my parents, I don't really want you coming to my graduation, even if you wanted to, which obviously they do. And it's a lot of factors, and we're going to go into why. For me, like, medicine in general was something very different. Going into the field, I thought it was going to be all about helping people and being a good human being and basically doing an academic degree, but also getting a lot of skill sets and dealing with people on a daily basis who are sharing the same attitudes and values and morals and whatever you want to call them. The same heart, maybe you could say. The same heart, I guess. And from a very sudden time, straight away, I kind of figured out that this was not the case. And most of the people that I was close with who started off with me back in 2000 and, when was it, 2012, 2013, we and my friends, we figured this out, and Big Smoke knows this more than anybody. And it was the cause of a lot of, you could say, conflict and problems and dilemmas. That we felt that the people that we're studying with, and generally the field in general, our current exposure to it anyway, although this will soon change, but at a current level, through university and dealing with people who are studying, dealing with teachers, professors, lecturers, profanity alert, they're basically, we found that there were pieces of shit, you know, and that's a sentiment that I've felt for a long, long time. And I don't mean that in like a rude or obnoxious way, but really, like from a human being point of view, like I don't see anything great, and I haven't seen anything great in these so-called people that want to become doctors, or who, those people who are doctors, or those people who are in positions of power, whether they be surgeons, whether they be internal medicine teachers. There have been a few, but they were definitely the exception. The ones that were nice and more in line with, say, how me and my colleagues felt. So coming back to graduation, I don't want to be going to my graduation because I don't want to basically be spending time celebrating something that really is just it's just a fake show. It's just something that is just like, what are we celebrating here, you know? What are we celebrating? At the end of the day, I'm happy I've got my degree. I feel privileged. Don't get me wrong, I'm incredibly privileged and I feel very, very happy. And almost, I feel ordained that I've had this ability to go through this degree. I'm humbled. That's definitely the word. I'm humbled. Because, unlike most people, I've had a lot of problems along the way getting this degree. It was never a case of just, oh, getting through and sailing through and getting my degree. I've had problems from failing exams, resitting years, transferring, problems with transferring. I had to take a gap year 2 years ago before I came here into fourth year, because of some issues with this current university and all the scandals going on over here, you could say, between a very prominent person, an Italian person, and the university. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm humble, I'm happy, but I don't need to go to a graduation to kind of show that to anybody. I'm happy with that in my heart. And I don't want to be spending what is supposed to be like a really happy time with a bunch of people that I consider fake, that I consider snakes, that I consider, just scumbags, really. People that if I hadn't come to university, I would not be saying hello to them on the side of the street. Let's be very clear about that. Spoiler alert, apparently I have to go because they won't give me my diploma on time. So if I don't go to my graduation, I'll get my diploma a couple of weeks later, which will delay everything. It will delay me getting out of here. So looks like I'm going to that graduation. But yeah, back to that theme of people that study medicine. I think me and a lot of my friends, we came into this degree quite green, and we thought that, these are going to be good people. And we haven't really found that, and we found them to be the opposite. And it's very, very sad, actually. A lot of my friends, some of them have moved on to different career paths. Some of them have quit medicine. Some of them have just changed paths. Some of them are studying, some of them are not studying. And of all the people I started with, very few of them are actually in my situation right now, going to be graduating with me. It's literally me and one other guy. One other guy. And I guess it's all those experiences that make me realize that really graduation isn't anything special. And the overall, I guess, talking point of discussion here is, what's more important? Is it important to go and get a degree that's seen in the eyes of many as being great, or doing what is necessarily good for you? And I don't regret doing medicine. I definitely think it's going to give me a platform, and it's definitely going to open a lot of doors. All the pragmatic reasons why my parents kind of maybe helped me get into this degree, gave their words of support financially, emotionally, they are all very good reasons. And I still believe now at 27 that even in this current day and age, it's always good to have a platform, especially for example, you're a minority or something, which me and some other people are. That having a solid foundation always helps. You know, you can do whatever you want afterwards. You know, we can go and change paths and change fields, but I think it's good. Like, if you have a really good starting point, it helps. It generally helps in life. It's always easy to go from a position of strength to strength than to go from the gutter to somewhere higher. And as a minority, having seen so many people, including my father, including my family and other people, we are very well aware of what it feels like to come from absolutely nothing and not have $5 in your pocket. So we know that struggle, we know that strife. But the only thing I would say to people who are a bit younger than me, for example, if they were thinking about, oh, is it worth becoming a doctor? Is it worth going to medical school? Yeah, it definitely still is. But at the end of the day, it's just an experience. And I think by no means is it an end goal or end game. I think a lot of people I'm studying with, they think that now that they're doctors or now that they're going to be working, like they've kind of done the most important things of life. And I honestly don't think that. Medicine to me is nothing but a paycheck and an opportunity to experience and help people. But I definitely don't see me spending many, many years in this field. And it's interesting. It's definitely interesting speaking to people who are a bit younger. I've been speaking to some people in fourth year, third year. Some of my friends are in a few years below me. They're in fourth or fifth, a couple in third. I have one in actually second. And it's interesting to see how people see the world and how they rationalize stuff. And I guess the real thing to kind of take away from this is no matter what field you go into, there's always going to be crap. It's just a question of can you do something with it? Can you turn shit into sugar? That's what it really comes down to. But even with a gold star degree like medicine, there is no ceiling. Like you don't just become a doctor and that's it. And especially over here, I think one of the reasons why a lot of doctors and likewise in England are such horrible people is because they went into the field and they feel like just because they've got a bit of power and a bit of clout that they can treat people like shit basically. And it's a common theme. It's I'm ashamed to say it, but it's you see it with a lot of doctors that are from my heritage. You see it with a lot of minority doctors who are Pakistani, for example, or Indian, or you see this privilege on them, on their face when you speak to them, and they really do wield the truncheon of power and ego around in a way that is really just horrible, especially if you're on the receiving end of it a lot of the time, which as a medical student you kind of are. And God forbid when you're working and having to take more of those hits, it's actually quite scary when I think about it, like. It's not a conducive environment for anything. It's not a conducive environment for anything great. It's an environment for mediocrity. It's not an environment for sending shockwaves into personal development or growth or something. Let's face it, nobody went to medical school and drove down the road of what everybody else did and end up coming out amazingly. Yeah, you get exceptions, but most people they had to do something radically different. So, I think what I want to end with on this podcast today, guys, is no matter what situation you're in, whether you're in medicine or whether you're in law, I have a sister who's doing law. When I say doing law, she's actually finished. She's kind of like a barrister now, so she's pretty well established. But I guess it all depends is that your emotions might be fluctuating. And honestly, I think I'm more bitter now than I ever was when it came to, say, my relationship with medicine. but it's what you can take with it. Do you have some fuel to now go into the outside world and do something with it? And I definitely feel that I have, and that's such a good feeling. That beats anything. That beats having a new pair of sneakers or a new whatever you're into these days. Like, I wake up every day excited, not because of what I have or, where I'm gonna have dinner. I'm actually excited now that I actually have a repertoire of you could call it an emotional bank account. I have a repertoire of experiences, and I feel like I have enough of these experiences to be able to go out and push something onto the world. And I always felt like I never had that. I don't know why. Going up into the first year of medicine, I always felt like I was at the kind of like a sprinter, and when they do the heats in the Olympics, they have those things they push off to start the race. I always felt like I never had that, and I never could put my finger on why. Maybe it was privilege. Maybe growing up very comfortable was one of those big factors that I never had that burning ambition to do anything. But now, I definitely, after 6 years of being here, a lot of other personal issues and experiences with people, I definitely feel like I have enough stuff in my repertoire to be able to actually really do something great, and that's a great feeling. So really, the takeaway here is, no matter what situation you're in, whether you're studying, whether you're working, is that whatever, try and get experiences that put you on the back foot and actually hurt, because that would be great. That is really money in the bank account. That's gold. That's something that you can't really even put a value on. And whenever you speak to great people, or you listen to great people on YouTube, or you meet them through TEDx or whatever, online, or whoever your mentors are, I realize this thing, and I've realized it for a long time, that they have this burning ambition. I was watching an interview with Gary Vee, and he definitely has this thing. And with him, it was the fact that he was growing up in America from an immigrant family, eight people in one room, whether it's Floyd Mayweather coming from nothing, all of these people in your sphere of influence, they've come from like experiences, either directly, they've gone out and created those experiences to have some teeth, to have some metal, or those experiences were thrust upon them. For example, poverty, or coming up from the hood, or from wherever. And that worried me a lot, really, when I was in third year, fourth year, and I was passing exams. One of the reasons why I had problems in my last university, I wouldn't say I was cruising, but I was doing pretty well. I finally got to a level where I was passing exams, and I was working on other stuff now in my personal life, and I had so much other stuff on the go, and it felt so fucking good. It felt better than passing any exam, because I felt like a man. I felt like a man on his mission, and I'm getting all these skills. But unfortunately, that journey ended quite abruptly, because the university was quite difficult, and I made some choices, which I stand by. But that led me to end up here. But it's if life for you and the world around you is not making you jump out of bed every day, and you don't feel like you have a stone in your shoe, then you're doing something wrong, you know. I honestly feel this. You have to have a burning kind of angst in your heart every day when you live, when you go to sleep, and when you wake up. It has to be there. If it's not there, I think it's really hard. And I think a lot of people today, a lot of millennials, can't really relate to this, because the way the world is and how comfortable things are, that things are just too comfortable. And a lot of people that I meet, I see it on them in 1 second. Like, I don't see any kind of strife or struggle that they've had to go through, and it inevitably and invariably shows on them. It shows on their character, and there really is no excuse, because either you go get those experiences, or you're born into them. But either way, go get them, because it will change your life. And that's really where I think I've got my value from this medical degree. It's not the fact that I'm going to be a doctor now, that I'm going to be making good money. In England, it takes a relatively long period of time to make a good paycheck. It's better than, obviously, Eastern Europe, but it's not, for example, like Sweden or Norway, or a Scandinavian nation. Wages are a lot higher there. But for me, I feel like my value from this degree was really from all this crap and all this shit I've had to deal with, and these experiences that I've turned into gold, really, and building up my emotional repertoire. And this I wouldn't put a price on, like 10,000 euros a year for 6 years. I would have paid 50,000 for it, 100,000 for it, and that's really quite a big reversal of perspective for me, because I never thought that going into this degree that I would come out like this. I never saw myself as coming out on graduation day being happy for these reasons. I would have thought, oh, I'd be happy because I've made it. I want to be able to help people. And don't get me wrong, I am happy now that I'm going to be able to help people and stuff. But I realize now that it's, everybody can help people. If you sell sneakers in your local, Adidas store, you're helping people. It's to different levels, inevitably, obviously. But everybody at the end of the day is doing their bit. So it's more about what are you going to do for the next 20, 30 years in this world, in this life, that is going to change things? Are you going to be a real game changer? And I honestly think, like, one of the reasons why I'm mentioning this in this podcast today is because I want to be able to look back at this podcast in 10, 15 years' time and be like, whoa, he said this then. And we're going to see if this thing works out. But I'm pretty sure, I'm 99.9% sure that, being humble, 99% sure. In my own heart, I'm 1,000,000% sure that I know this thing's gonna work out in the way, and I envisage it perfectly. I can see it all. So we're gonna have something for public record here, and I thought this was really beautiful having to record this and share some insights. And everything is perspective. I mean, I spoke to a few people today. I spoke to one friend in Budapest today where it's raining also. And they were like, oh, it's been a horrible rainy day. It's been a long day. It's the weather's crap. And I'm like, you know what? Excuse me. I love crappy weather. And I don't know whether that's something that's growing up in England, but I love rainy weather. I can't stand it when people are like, oh, I can't wait for summer. And summer's great, But I love it when things are bad. I love it when the chips are down. I love it when it's freezing cold outside and it's raining and you've got to go outside and hustle. I love that, and I thrive off that way more than if the weather's good. Or, and again, it feeds into that energy of if things are comfortable, and it just generally doesn't help. Having shit thrown in your face every 5 seconds always helps, but it affects people differently. Some of my friends, they can't seem to relate to it, or and I've spoken to some of them quite recently about it. Some people are pushed down by it a lot, whereas other people are elevated by it. Some people can use that as a motor to drive forward, and with other people, it literally crushes their soul. And that's something that I'm really, really interested in, and I'm currently researching a lot and working on. Because that, once you figure out the key to that, how to make it possible for everyone to be able to feel good, that's powerful. That's more powerful than any drug in the world. And on that note, I think we'll call it a night, and I want your reviews. I want your feedback. If there's anything that you'd like me to talk about more for the next episode, I'll definitely do that. I have about a couple of weeks of a backlog of content that I want to basically create. So I don't know if I can do user requests right now. But I'm going to be pumping out a lot of these podcasts because I definitely think it's not only enjoyable, but a way of reaching out to my fan base, let's just say, call it what you will. So I hope whatever situation you guys find yourself in listening to this podcast, I hope you can make it work for you. That's really the takeaway here. I really hope that no matter what you're going through, you can make it work for you, and have faith that, and you will be able to make it work. Coming from me directly, the babyface savage, I've seen enough shit recently. Well, I was on the ropes, and trust me, I thought there's no way back from this, but no, there's always, you'd be surprised how resourceful you can be when your back's against the wall. As we say back in England, having a bit of the Dunkirk spirit, it's actually so true. So, good night, guys, and until next time, it's your boy, Babyface Savage.